It is April 20th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project, the Path to Electronic Trading video series, or the History of Financial Futures video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today's lead story from cybersecurity firm Mandiant, owned by Google, tells of a, quote, supply chain compromise initiated by a prior software supply chain compromise. The real story is that some fool downloaded an out-of-date copy of Trading Technologies Xtrader, and that a tampered installer for Xtrader led to a malware installation of a complex loading process, which led to the deployment of Veiled Signal, a multi-stage modular backdoor, and its modules. Xtrader was discontinued in April of 2020, but Mandiant said it was still available on a TT server for download. Mandiant blames a, quote, suspected North Korean actor, unquote, for the hack. A Trading Technology spokesperson issued the following statement, quote, given that this only came to our attention last week, we have not had the ability to verify the assertions in Mandiant's report. What we do know with certainty is that 3CX is not a vendor or a customer of Trading Technologies. There is no business relationship between the two companies. We have no idea why an employee of 3CX would have downloaded Xtrader. The Xtrader software referenced in Mandiant's report was a professional trading software package for institutional derivatives trading that was decommissioned in April of 2020. Our clients received multiple communications over the 18-month sunset period notifying them that we would no longer support or service Xtrader beyond April 2020. There was no reason for anyone to download the software given that TT stopped hosting, supporting, and servicing Xtrader after early 2020. We would also emphasize that this incident is completely unrelated to the current TT platform. The Boy Scouts of America have finally emerged from bankruptcy. They issued an announcement yesterday on the scouting.org website titled, The Boy Scouts of America, BSA, announces confirmation of plan of reorganization and emergence from Chapter 11 bankruptcy to equitably compensate survivors while ensuring scouting continues across the country. It has been a long time coming and will greatly help those who have been hurt by the abuse that caused the bankruptcy in the first place, as well as the organization itself, which is now able to move forward without this cloud hanging over it. The BSA has instituted some of the most rigorous youth protection training practices of any organization in more recent years. The BSA is, however, an organization of human beings. The rules and guidelines to protect the youth are the responsibility of all leaders and the youth themselves. The program works, but it needs good leaders. I became a better leader by becoming involved in scouting. The scouting movement has been severely injured by this bankruptcy, financially and reputationally. It can recover from both. Across the organization, scouting had an excess of camps and sold many of them to fund the bankruptcy. The summer camp I took my troop to when I was scoutmaster was sold as part of the bankruptcy. That is something that is gone forever, memories that can never be shared again with future scouts. That part of this whole thing is sad, but it is part of the cost of making good for those hurt and abused in scouting. And so it is part of the cost each scouter bears. I look forward to brighter days for the scouting movement. I have always said that if scouting did not exist, we would have to invent it because it is needed so much. The values, the experiences, the training, and the adventure for the youth and adults alike. The service the scouts bring to their communities is invaluable. I am proud to be a scouter and can see a bright future for the scouting movement in the days and years to come. Yesterday was the fourth anniversary of the first video interview for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, an interview with CME Chairman Emeritus Leo Melamed. Leo's son Jordan Melamed would be the second interview. There are links in today's newsletter for each of those interviews. The Financial Times' Robin Wigglesworth, headline writer, must be a hockey fan, as his story is titled, "A Hat Trick of Genuinely Interesting Papers Relevant to the Banking Mess, When Academics Strike It Hot." The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, "A Record Number of Journalists Were Detained Worldwide Prior to Evan Gershkovich's Arrest." The subheadline is, "It's Gotten Worse Everywhere," the Committee to Protect Journalists says about press freedom. My comment, free Evan now. Free all journalists now. The Wall Street Journal also has a story titled, "When Will I Retire? How About Never?" The subheadline is, "For many people, the idea of stopping work is a non-starter, an inevitable path to boredom, ill health, and a life devoid of meaning." My comment. Unfortunately, I think for many of us boomers, this kind of thinking is true. If you have a Facebook account and want to participate in the class action settlement over privacy, you can fill out an online form. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. I saw this from Reuters. Ford is now selling its electric Lightning F-150 pickup trucks in Norway. So now you can ford a fjord while driving an electric Ford. CEOs seem to be having a bad week. Furniture giant MillerCoors CEO Andi Owen had to make a non-apology apology for her comments on employees not receiving bonuses and to leave Pity City while she took home about $3.9 million in incentives. Then, in a completely unrelated occurrence, Clearlink's CEO, James Clark, who mandated his employees return to the office to work, celebrated an employee who sold their dog to be able to go back to the office. Greenfin 23 convenes more than 900 finance, investment, and sustainability professionals to share insights, address key challenges, and showcase leading sustainable finance products and services. The event takes place June 26, 2023 to June 28, 2023 in Boston at the Omni Hotel at the Seaport. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Pensions and Investments published a special report on ESG. The summary says, "Tuning out the anti-ESG rhetoric, institutional investors globally are charging ahead with opportunities to finance a sustainable future." See the ESG section for a rundown of the P&I ESG special report in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. This one is CBOE Global Markets' Catherine Clay talks with John Lothian News about all things digital. Catherine Clay, EVP Global Head of Digital and Data Solutions at CBOE Global Markets, spoke with John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about data creativity, CBO LiveVol, acquisition talent, and the pleasures of her new position. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Bloomberg is contemplating life without its founder. Michael Bloomberg is lining up succession and one of the largest charitable donations in history. Time for you to leave, Salomon Brothers cigar-chomping chief executive John Gutfreund told Michael Bloomberg, with the $10 million he got as compensation for being fired, Bloomberg started a company, Innovative Market Systems, the next day. It was 1981, and computers were finally starting to take over Wall Street. Bloomberg, then 39, thought the time was ripe for a product that gave people access to all conceivable financial information and for software enabling anyone, even traders, to crunch it. He was right. My comment. Michael Bloomberg is older than I am and far richer, but we have the same question. My goal for the next 10 years is to figure out a succession plan for JLN and what the future of the company is. I want it to remain independent and to continue to have that strong presence as an insider, but also an outsider. We will see where the road leads us. Good luck, Mike. Here's a story from The Block. Taylor Swift did her homework on FTX, dodged a bullet, says lawyer suing Tom Brady, Shaq. Taylor Swift was one of the only celebrities who did their due diligence on crypto exchange FTX, according to the lawyer suing the now bankrupt company's celebrity promoters. Attorney Adam Moskovitz has gone after basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal, football star Tom Brady, Seinfeld creator Larry David, and more than a dozen other FTX promoters in a class action lawsuit that accuses them of promoting the sale of unregistered securities. From The Block. TheBlock.co was the first to report Taylor Swift was one of the only celebrities who did their due diligence on crypto exchange FTX, according to Adam Moskowitz, the lawyer suing the now bankrupt company's celebrity promoters. Swift reportedly came close to inking a $100 million sponsorship deal with FTX, but the partnership never materialized. Moskowitz recently appeared on The Block's The Scoop podcast to talk about the $5 billion class action lawsuit he's leading against basketball heavyweight Shaquille O'Neal and other celebrities who pumped FTX before its collapse. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story Wednesday was Taylor Swift dodging a bullet in Taylor Swift may have known FTX was trouble, why Elon Musk is not surprised, from Barron's. Second was Bloomberg's story, Republicans fight a solar boom that's made Texas king of clean energy. And third was SEC Chair Gensler slammed by House GOP on regulatory agenda. This should be no shock to you, from Yahoo News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's the story referenced earlier from Mandiant. 3CX software supply chain compromise initiated by prior software supply chain compromise. Suspected North Korean actor responsible. In March 2023, Mandiant Consulting responded to a supply chain compromise that affected 3CX desktop app software. During this response, Mandiant identified that the initial compromise vector of 3CX's network was via malicious software downloaded from Trading Technologies' website. This is the first time Mandiant had seen a supply chain attack lead to another software supply chain attack. And then here's a press release from 3CX.com. Mandiant identifies the source of internal network compromise. While Mandiant's investigation is still ongoing, we now have a clear overall understanding of the attack. Following our previous update, we would like to share some additional technical details to support our customers and community. We have also published additional indications of compromise that organizations can leverage for their network defenses. Initial intrusion vector. Mandiant identified the source of our internal network compromise began in 2022 when an employee installed the Trading Technologies Xtrader software on the employee's personal computer, although the Xtrader installation software was downloaded from the Trading Technologies website. It contained veiled signal malware, which enabled the threat actor, identified as UNC4736, to initially compromise and maintain persistence on the employee's personal computer. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. Hollowing out of San Francisco raises fears over status as top tech hub. Soaring office vacancies amplify concerns over violent crime and homelessness. At rush hour on a recent morning in downtown San Francisco, passengers exiting the Civic Center station had to step over a discarded hypodermic needle, an all-too-common sight in a city where open-air drug use has become unremarkable. Around the station, usage of which has plunged 2/3 since 2019, the most obvious presence was not commuters heading into work, but rather groups of homeless people and workers from a social enterprise trying to help them. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.